Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Brian Koberger is serving 4 consecutive life sentences for stabbing 4 college students to death in their beds. He will never leave prison. He will never walk free. And from that cell, he recently sat down, picked up a pen, and wrote a letter to his dog. Not a letter about his dog. A letter to his dog. He addressed the animal by name, Scout, and described a moment where the two of them had, according to Koberger, telepathically communicated. Earlier, you and I, unbeknownst to you, communicated, he wrote. I have no doubt that your heart was conscious of what I intended. He signed it, Brother. A convicted quadruple murderer, writing to an animal about psychic connections, capitalizing the word heart like it's a proper noun and closing the letter the way you'd sign off to a lifelong friend. It's not grief. It's not remorse. That's not a man grappling with the worst thing he's ever done. That's a man operating on a frequency most of us can't reach and really wouldn't want to either. And the rest of his letters to his sister, to his family, paint the same picture in different shades. What these writings reveal when you pull them apart isn't a man coming to terms with anything. It's a man who appears to have constructed an entire psychological universe where 4 people didn't die at his hands. Before we unpack what the letters say, we need to understand the person writing them, because the patterns in these letters didn't start in a jail cell. They started long before Brian Koberger arrived at Washington State University in August 2022 to pursue a PhD in criminology. Within weeks, the complaints started piling up. Not one or two, over a dozen formal complaints from classmates and faculty in his first few months. So how does all of this play together? We're gonna put all this together for you. And as we do, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. He reportedly told a divorced woman he didn't date broken women. He allegedly asked a deaf classmate whether she'd be comfortable procreating, given her disability. A 19-year-old undergraduate said he asked her out, and she declined, and he continued cornering her, physically posturing himself so she couldn't leave conversations, showing up at her office unannounced, refusing to go until she engaged. She eventually learned that he lived nearby and became so anxious walking home alone that her boss started giving her rides. A staff member who initially chalked it up to social awkwardness came to realize his comments weren't misunderstandings. They were described in unsealed documents as homophobic, ableist, xenophobic, misogynistic, and in many other terms as well. His behavior became so predictable that classmates reportedly kept a tally board in an office tracking his incidents. A faculty member told investigators that her maternal instinct wouldn't let her leave a female student alone with him. And after he finally left the room, she told the student to email her with the subject line 911 if she ever needed help. A male employee at a campus bookstore noticed Koberger zeroing in on a female coworker and started telling him she was on the phone whether he came in or whenever he came in, just to spare her the interaction. A faculty member watched him stand directly behind her undergraduate assistant, looking over the young woman's shoulder as she worked. Multiple people, students, professors, staff described independently stepping between Koberger and the woman he fixated on, acting as human shields without anyone telling them to because they were all so creeped out by him. One classmate called him a narcissist who never displayed empathy toward another person. Another said he treated every woman like a competition, hours of verbal sparring with professors, dominating discussions, needing to be seen as the strongest, smartest, most important person present. This is who picked up the pen. This is the mind behind the letters. I think it's important to have context here to understand, okay, these aren't just over here in a vacuum. So they seem crazy because they are. But in the broader context of his behavior, they fit a pattern. They seem to still outlay the pattern a little bit because these letters are so out there. This is his letter to his sister, Amanda. It opens like this. Dear Amandas, in the abstract sense and via intuitive capacities, the August effect can be analogized to the gravitation of heart's promise unto the green pastures ahead. He signed it, "Always in your heart, Burns." A longer letter to his family talks about ascending to new peaks and finding clarity through something he calls a singular heart. "We have traversed many once novel territories," he wrote, "finding that when all else may seem variable, entropic, it is the one constant from which clarity and serenity are ever accessible." He signed off with multiple nicknames: Buddy, Brother. Yeah, Buddy and Brother. Entropic, analogized, intuitive capacities, the August effect. This is language designed to sound profound. Well, saying absolutely nothing. And that's what makes it psychologically revealing. Not what it says, but what it does. Because it doesn't say anything. It performs. If you wrap your thoughts in enough intellectual gauze, nobody, including yourself, has to look at what's underneath. This is the same impulse as classmates described at WSU. The same man who dominated seminars for hours, who needed to be the most important voice in every room, who couldn't let a conversation exist without inserting himself at the center of it. The setting has changed. He's no longer in a classroom, but the need hasn't changed at all. He can't dominate a room anymore, so he dominates the page with language so dense and abstract that it functions as a wall between himself and anything real. And behind that wall, there's a void. Across every letter that surfaced, to the dog, to his sister, to his family, there's not a single reference to what he did. No mention of the victims, no acknowledgement that four people are dead because of him, no accountability, no reckoning. He writes about ascending green pastures, hearts gravitating towards promise. He writes from a maximum security prison, the way someone might journal from a silent retreat. He hasn't just refused to face what happened. He appears to have demolished that reality entirely and built a new one on top of it. One where he's a spiritual figure on a journey, communing across distances, finding serenity in a place most people would not find suffocating. That's not denial in the way most of us understand the word. That psychological reconstruction and the architecture of it is visible in every sentence that he writes. I mean, look at the names. Burns, Amanda's buddy, brother. Those aren't sign-offs of a grown man who confessed to killing four people. They're infantile. They're playful. They belong to a teenager texting his sibling, not a man writing from his cell. He'll occupy until he dies. And they're doing something specific. The Brian Koberger who signs the letters Burns... And the Brian Koberger who, according to autopsy reports, stabbed Kaylee Gonsalves at least 24 times in the face cannot coexist in the same mind at the same time. So the mind builds a wall between them. The cute nicknames, the baby talk with his sister, calling the brother, the dog brother. Those are retreats into a version of himself that predates the violence, a version that feels safe, harmless, lovable even. The kind of person who earns a nickname, not a life sentence. His own defense attorneys describe him as someone who demonstrated little insight into his own behaviors and emotions. The nicknames prove it in ways a courtroom never could. He isn't consciously pretending November 13th, 2022 didn't happen. He built an identity where it doesn't register. The wall is so complete that he can write about serenity from the same hands that held a knife. Because in the version of himself he's occupying, those hands never did what they did. And that brings us to perhaps the most revealing thing Koberger has ever put on paper. In a handwritten court filing, just days before his guilty plea, he listed four mental health diagnoses: autism level 1, OCD, ADHD, and an eating disorder called ARFID. All four diagnosed in February 25 while he was in custody. Now, many of us have these similar disorders, and we're not killing people. So anybody who's going to go to the comment section right now and go, I have those, I didn't kill anybody. We're not making this about you, by the way. Never has been, never will be. So let's not make this about you. So you don't have to feel the need to go, I got that, I did. Yeah, okay. We are aware, and again, nobody is looking at you. It's kind of weird that you're even bringing it up that you haven't killed anybody. Have you killed somebody? Because it's an odd thing to suddenly feel like you need to be assigned to connect to the story with. Anyway, I digress. All four diagnosed in February 25 while he was in custody. According to the reporting, he also wrote, I have mental health disorders with triple exclamation marks. And as if it's like, see? As if he thought that was going to be the ticket out. Yeah, none of those really, you have ADHD. Of course you stab four people. It's none of that works. None of that. He stated that none of these conditions affected his ability to understand what was happening. Forget the legal implications for a second. Just look at what it reveals about how his mind works. The triple exclamation marks aren't a clinical disclosure. They're a performance. Even in the legal filing about his own mental health, he's putting on a show. Look at me! The same man who wrote florid, pseudo-spiritual letters about ascending and communicating switched registers entirely when the audience changed. For the court, he wanted to be seen as impaired. But also competent, damaged, but also aware. He wanted to be both things simultaneously because both things served him, and that's the pattern that runs through everything. At WSU, he was the intellectual alpha who couldn't connect with a single human being around him. In the courtroom, he sat expressionless through victim impact statements, watched a dead girl's sister ask if he remembered her last words, offered no answer, no explanation, no apology. And when the judge asked if he wanted to speak, said only three words, I respectfully decline. In the letters, he's a spiritual traveler ascending towards clarity. And on King Road on November 13th, 2022, he was something else entirely, something none of these personas account for. He selects whichever version of himself the moment requires, not consciously, not as a calculated strategy, but as the fundamental way his psychology appears to operate. Every context gets a different Brian, and none of them seem to know the other exists. The classroom Brian, the courtroom Brian, the letter writing Brian, the King Road Brian, they're all him. But if you showed any one of those versions the others, it's not clear he'd recognize himself. That kind of deep fragmentation doesn't come from nowhere. It's built over years of practice, years of performing whatever role a room demands while never developing anything underneath. That's what makes these letters more than just strange writings from a convicted killer, because his world, the one he's built from a cell, the one filled with ascending and serenity and telepathic communications to a dog named Scout, that world shares a timeline with a very different one. According to autopsy reports, Kaylee Gonsalves suffered blunt force injuries to her head, nasal fracture injuries to her teeth and tongue, and at least 2 dozen stab wounds concentrated on her face, so many that the medical examiner reportedly couldn't determine the exact count. Madison Mogan was stabbed at least 13 times in the face, neck, and scalp, with additional wounds to her chest, liver, and lungs. Ethan Chapin was stabbed at least 17 times while he slept. Zanna Kernodle fought. She was reportedly stabbed more than 50 times. Her jugular, her heart, her lungs. Investigators found blood on her feet, which means she was upright. She was moving. She was trying to survive, and he kept going. The surviving roommates walked through that house afterwards. They carry what they witnessed. The families of all four victims stood in a courtroom and addressed the man responsible, and he looked through them like they weren't there. He writes about serenity. He writes about clarity. He invented vocabulary from his prison cell that includes entropic and intuitive capabilities and singular heart and green pastures ahead. But apparently doesn't include the names Kaylee, Maddie, Zanna, or Ethan. Not once, not in any letters. That's been reported. The distance between Brian Koberger's inner world and the world he destroyed is not a gap you can measure. It is a void, and nothing in those letters, not one word, not one capitalized heart, not one pseudo-spiritual abstraction about ascending to new peaks suggests he has any awareness it's there. His classmates said he never displayed empathy. His own attorney said he demonstrates little insight into his own behaviors and emotions. His letters confirm both, but they confirm something harder to sit with too. Brian Koberger, in a cell for the rest of his natural life, has built a world where he is at peace, and four people he took from this world never got a chance to build anything at all. Let's hope he gets to General Pop soon, and maybe he can stop stealing the oxygen from the rest of us. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in and give us your thoughts. The links are in the descriptions. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play. for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.